Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Good afternoon, Jeffrey Combs, Accountability Consciousness, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Facebook Live. This is a two for Tuesday, the first Tuesday of April. That is my fax machine going off in the back. Fax machine. Do you even have one of those? How many of you remember a fax machine? Welcome everyone to Tuesday afternoon Facebook Live. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you on a beautiful spring day in Northern California. I mean, it is beautiful here, and I'm sure many of you are enjoying being outside. My brother, Yvonne Trudeau. How are you, Yvonne? Good to see you here. Yvonne lives in one of those beautiful cities in the United States, San Diego, California. I live in a dog walking neighborhood, and I hardly ever see a car in my neighborhood, but a lot of people walk their dog right in front of my office. The Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Aaron Knight, blessings to you. Aaron is my co-collaborator on the Sunday night Sobriety Consciousness Clubhouse Live. Aaron also has his own clubhouse room, and he can tell you more about that. Sandy Papavero. How are you, Sandy? Good to see you, Sandy. Sandy is a sales professional and a success coach that I have the privilege of coaching and is a first-class woman. So those of you who have not met Sandy, please say hello to Sandy. She was on Clubhouse Live with me Sunday evening. And one of my longest tenured clients in the last several years, Colleen Sable Olitsky, Dr. Colleen. She is a doctor of finance. Colleen is an exceptional woman. Colleen is a multipreneur. Her husband, Jason, is one of the most exceptional porcelain and veneer dentists in the world. Smile by Design, I believe that is the name of their business. That is Dr. Jason Olitsky. They reside in Ponte Vedra, Florida. And Colleen is a multiple five-figure monthly income earner at least in a direct sales business while being a mom, designing a multi-million dollar property among many other skills. So those of you who have not met Colleen Olitsky, she is someone I highly, highly endorse. So let's move into the inspirational portion. But I do want to also mention some other exceptional people on today's Facebook Live. Kira Fairchow, world-renowned artist. Scott Lucas, multiple years of sobriety. I saw Ryan Andra, an exceptional custom home builder. Exceptional custom home builder in Utah. Scott Lucas, as I said, first-class human being. Also co-collaborator with me on Clubhouse Live. Everyone say hello to Josh Shea. Josh is a young superstar in the process of crushing it. Josh, I met Josh several years ago. He just hired me to be his coach for a year. So privileged to be here. Now let's move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. This may be one of the last times you see me with glasses. I had this eye addressed last week. This eye is this week. I will soon have 20/20 vision. And that is very, very unique. So Kira, how are you this evening? Please post. Kira just posted her website. Roger Maldonado, if you look up the word courage in the Inspirational Recovery Dictionary, Roger is my man. He has been through a lot of challenges. Diamond, welcome to see you this afternoon. Betty Ann Chulimovich, who is a grandmother. If you take one look at Betty, she does not look like a grandmother. An exceptional truther and a woman who seeks and writes great content from British Columbia, and Betty has been my client going on 3 years. So let's move into it today. So right now, accountability consciousness, accountability, accountable for self. What many people do is they try to be accountable for others. This is an addiction called codependence. Now, it's not your fault, but it is your responsibility to understand that there's a high probability that you and I have been conditioned to be codependent. It means we over-obligate, we enable, we do more for others than we do for ourselves. We put ourselves last. Being accountable means being accountable for self. That means your word is law. Now, if you're in recovery of any emotional addiction or any other addictions, then you start to tell the truth. That's accountability. You move into acceptance. You can accept the fact that you had a series of mishaps a series of misfortunes. You dated challenging men or dated challenging women, or you set yourself up to be disappointed. This is the accountability factor. As you become honest, you don't have to be critical. You can virtually be honest without being critical. It's not a contradiction. That is a fact. So in accountability, you become, you stay accountable because word is law. So this means in your recovery, you stop lying, you stop overstating, you stop overpromising, you stop overobligating. Now, if you're a professional salesperson like myself, and I was coaching a gentleman today, his name is Robert Kempen, and I said, Robert said, how many coaching clients have you coached? I said, I tell 12,000, but it's really around 15,000. So it's somewhere in between 12 and 15,000. So I'll round it off at 13,500. So with 13,500, that means I've closed 13,500 plus people at a $3,000 or $5,000 price point. But that also means that I've spoken to, take that times five, I close about one out of every five. So take 13,000 times five, that rounds it up to about 100,000 people. How many times do you feel that I have heard, I'll get back to you? Now, what I tell people at times they're going to get back to me, that's about, you have about a 1% chance of that actually happening. And every person I state this to believes they're going to be that 1%, and they never are. That's the facts. And so that means a lot of people overstate and they tell people what they want to hear, not really understanding that that's lying. They group that in and loop that into, well, I was just telling them, you know, it's an idea. Well, an idea is not a fact. And when it comes to accountability, being accountable is a fact. And it means the fact is, if you're not accountable for yourself, don't expect someone else to be accountable for you. Now, the term accountability partner, there is merit to have an accountability partner, but there's even more merit to being accountable. Now, one of my clients, Jerome Harmson, is on today's Facebook Live. Jerome is a top-tier real estate professional closing sales in Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, right outside of Reading. I call him the Reading Rifle. And Kate Grace is on today's Facebook Live. She is a closer also. And both of them will tell you the same situation, that we give people the benefits, the facts, and the features. We present the value. And then many of the people who are qualified buyers will say, well, let me think about it. Let me run it by. Let me talk to. I had a woman last week who told me she was going to speak to her significant other. And within half an hour, she would have an answer for me. And I asked her if she could close her husband. I asked her a closing accountability question. She said, what does that mean? I said, it means exactly what it meant. And she knew what I meant. So when I called her, and 24 minutes later, she was not available. And that's what happens. I sent her one message, and I let go, because the fortune is not in the follow-up. The fortune is in attracting people who are accountable. So if you're looking for accountability partners, that means you become accountable yourself. How can you attract your reality, which you're not living, believing, and doing? And if you're a classic chronic over-obligator, I'm just going to have one tonight. I'm only going to have one. Well, for an addict, one is too many, and 1,000 is not enough. So instead of that one, let go of that one and be your best self. Let go. Separate your feelings from the events that shaped them. So in accountability, it means you learn to set clearly defined short-term goals. Clearly defined short-term goals, not big lofty goals. Now, it's great to have big dreams, but the action matches the dream. If the action doesn't match the dream, what you have is a wish. And I was coaching Aaron Knight this morning on being a coach and being able to teach a skill, and the degree of probability required and accountability to attract qualified buyers to your reality. If you're in any sales, branding, or marketing business, Mr. Jeffrey Feldman, good to see you on today's Facebook Live. If you're in any sales, branding, or marketing business, it's imperative that you have dedicated blocks of times, that you're able to set your ass in the chair. You're able to do the business from the comfort of your home. You follow through on the actions. What many people say is, I'm the world's worst procrastinator. Well, if that's your communication style, how can you be accountable except for you'll be accountable for procrastinating, because you've spoken into reality this exact same situation you sought to avoid? Josh Morin is on today's Facebook Live. Josh has crossed the 2-year bridge of recovery. He did that one day at a time. He didn't do that one He didn't do that by taking a quantum leap. He did that one day at a time. And I remember back when he wasn't in recovery, Josh, congratulations on your success because you have absolutely earned it by being disciplined. So accountability also blends in with the word discipline, which means disciple of, which means student of, which means doing over and over again. And if that's mundane, if that's boring for you, then you will have challenges mastering the mundane. So if you have challenges with that, that means you have shiny object syndrome. So being accountable means you're able to do the same situation over and over, developing a rhythm, developing a system, creating the synergy, being able to create the repetition and the experience, which means you start to change the way the brain and body operates. Now, anyone who understands neuroscience understands that neurons that wire together fire together. And those of you who are in this let-go process, many of you are not only healing your emotional state, but you're healing your bodies. If you grew up with a lot of anxiety and anger, and you grew up with passive-aggressive perpetrators in your circle of influence, if you grew up with narcissistic people who gaslight and ghost you, who traumatize you, take advantage of you, if you've been sexually abused or traumatized or any other multitude of situations that has you in a highly overwhelmed state, well, that means the inflamed family environment creates dis-ease and inflammation. It's that inflammation that leads to organ challenges, that leads to knee problems, back problems, neck problems, and other situations. As you begin to let go, understand why you do what you do. Separate your feelings from the events that shape them. You're not the mind-body connection anymore. That means the neurons that wire and fire don't have the same shelf life. You'll change who and what you attract. You'll attract your reality. People and situations that come from a new set of meaning. Because whatever you're doing, when you give it meaning, that gives it the life. So if you give meaning to the fact that you're a procrastinator, you mean it. It means you're the world's worst procrastinator. If you tell yourself you're in recovery of procrastination and you begin to believe that, that's a sense of certainty. You live in that certainty. You're virtually changing the way the brain and body is operated for over 20 years or 15 years or 30 years, whatever the situation is. This is why letting go of emotional addictions and familiarity is challenging, because in any type of emotional state, there becomes a compounded effect. There becomes, because emotions create a corresponding response to the future. So if you've been highly anxious, you're going to attract people and situations to fulfill those feelings. Then all of a sudden you move into a state of peace where your body doesn't know how to react. But as you teach your body how to respond, you become more flexible, you let go. Now, this is why selling is so challenging for many people, because for many people, the meaning that the body-brain connection gives and the inflexibility and the fight-or-flight mechanism that goes off with the possibility of prospecting, the possibility of presenting, communicating, the possibility of sharing a benefit, feature, service, product, or sharing the dream. And then the ego says, well, I haven't, so I can't. So what I'm relegated to doing is procrastinating, avoiding, and being disappointed. And so then you become accountable to being less than, not good enough. And that's what you account for. And unfortunately, in the bank account of life, those account to a few shillings, a few pennies, and a lot of debt and a lot of overwhelm. And the debt and the overwhelm feeds each other. And then you say things like, I can't afford it. And because you've used your credit cards up, you're maxed out on all your credit cards, you're barely getting by, you're paying interest on money that doesn't even exist, not even understanding the Federal Reserve system that keeps most of its constituents in slavery, paying interest on money that does not exist. Now, I'm going to recognize a few people who have come on here this afternoon. Berenice, good to see you this afternoon. I see a few other brand new people, so welcome to today's Facebook Live. The topic for today's Facebook Live is accountability consciousness. So accountability, and Kayla, good to see you this afternoon. Look forward to coaching you. So accountability means you're accounting. It means that you're keeping score, you're keeping track of, you're following through. Then consciousness is awareness. So it's follow through awareness, meaning that you speak and you complete. So that's what accountability consciousness means. And if you begin to do this, if you're accountable for yourself, then you become self, and that then self, so self-directed, self-driven, self-esteem, self-inspired, self-reliant. And then you eliminate words like selfish because you're accountable. Especially in self-reliancy, you're able to create leads, you're able to operate from your home, you're not renting space, You're not hiring a vendor. You become completely self-sufficient as a business owner. You don't require an accountability partner. You're your own company. You own a corporation. You have your own payroll. I mean, you become self-sufficient, self-reliant, with self-esteem as the underlying foundation, accountable for your own livelihood. And if you do not have a recession-proof business, then you're susceptible to the outside world. And in today's world, it's very important that you learn to adapt and adjust. Here are some suggestions when it comes to the laws that govern money that I would suggest you look at. Being a coach, being an influencer, being an affluencer, being able to sell services, benefits, and features that are your own or some outsourced situation. You can sell on Amazon, insurance, real estate, network marketing, direct sales. All of those you can do from the comfort of your home. You're not susceptible to after getting in a car and going somewhere in many of those professions, so that you can produce results from the comfort of your home through e-commerce. Then, of course, the phenomenon of Bitcoin. I remember when Bitcoin came out in 2015, I had a young assistant named Alec Friel. He was looking at Bitcoin on his cell phone. He started trading Bitcoin with $100. I watched him accrue a few thousand dollars in 2015 and 16. One of my clients, who is a trash man in the Bronx of New York, he started with a $100,000 investment in Bitcoin a little over a year ago, and he's up to $4 million. These are facts. I can document them. I have been collecting baseball cards, football cards, and basketball cards for years. In the last 12 months, I next leveled that, and my portfolio has absolutely escalated. 5 new cards came in today. On an average day, I purchase anywhere from 5 to 20 cards a day to add to my portfolio, which continues to escalate. Last week, a Tom Brady rookie autograph card sold for $2.2 million. That was in March. In February, a Tom Brady rookie card sold for $1.2 million. That was the most expensive football card in the history of football cards. And in January, a Mickey Mantle 1952 Topps Grade 10 sold for $5.1 million. There's only 300 1952 Mickey Mantles that have been graded by Professional Service Association. I own one of those 300, so I have a 6. And the value of that card has not doubled, it has not tripled, it is not 5-rupled, it is 10-rupled. I paid $90,000 for it 4 years ago. That card is now approaching multiple 6 figures. Scarcity creates value. So accountability. So when I tell you that I buy cards every single day, that's the equivalent of day trading. So that means that I study the market. I understand who and what to buy. I'm very attentive to who and what. I don't focus on mistakes, I focus on results. I just bought the same card twice. That means I wasn't being attentive. And so, but I didn't like, oh my God, because the good thing with my business, that other business, is I can sell that today on eBay. So Dylan Albertson and I, we are teammates. We watch the market. So once again, this is accountability. This is a second business. This isn't a hobby. This is serious. I mean, I love doing it, but it's accountability. It's not something you can half-ass. And that's what so many people do. They go, who is your mentor, Jeff? I go, I was. I mentored myself. I didn't grow up in the school of hard knocks. I grew up in an all-American home with all-American parents. And I had my own level of dysfunction and went through my own addictions, etc. But the entire time, I was building my business. I started learning real estate skills when I was 21 years old, working for a guy named Kenny King, who was the first fixer and flipper I ever knew. I used to do side jobs and side hustles for a guy named Victor Fontana. And I used to do a lot of catering jobs for very interesting Italian families in Kansas City, Missouri. I started my own business. I baled hay when I was a kid by the bale, not by the hour. I figured I could make a lot more money by doing it by the bale than by the hour, and I negotiated and constantly asked for raises, raising my value. I've been an entrepreneur most of my life and have been constantly raising my value. So the more that you begin, and Ryan Graham's on today's Facebook Live, Ryan, I definitely want to take this time to acknowledge you. You're an exceptional woman. Ryan is a top-tier success and health coach that I have the privilege of coaching for 5 years, and I absolutely watch Ryan transform, as well as Lisa Faye Pazanza. She is an exceptional woman. Zach is serious building a crypto. Now, Lisa's son, Zach, made $50,000 last year in the last 4 months of real estate while he was 22 years old with EXP Realty, and he's also a crypto trader, 22 years old, and is an exceptional human being. Julius, good to see you this afternoon. And Lisa herself also is a multiple business owner and a multiple five-figure monthly income earner. And I highly recommend both Lisa and Ryan as people you consider hiring as your success coaches and health coaches and the other coaching that they do. Very classy women. I had the privilege of coaching both of them for more than 5 years. So once again, this is accountability. And when you're accountable, you fucking show up. There is no, I have a headache. I have a temperature. A temperature? What the fuck, dude? I mean, I haven't missed a day of coaching in years. I mean, I've had food poisoning 3 times while I was coaching, and I missed a couple hours, but I never miss a day. I mean, this is a business. This is my business. It's free enterprise. And you can create and attract what the free market bears. Now, if I want to take time off or a day off, I dedicate that. That's accountable. I'm accountable for those times off. So Susan Dampier, good to see you this afternoon. You're the crusher. Good, my honor to be your coach and friend. And Betty Ann, what? WTF? LOL. That didn't slip out. That was intended. I don't do anything half-assed. So if I say WTF, I meant it. I mean, WTF. I mean, there's so much head swiveling that you could do today. That's why it's important you stay in your body. I mean, you look at some of what's happening in today's world. You don't want to overwhelm yourself. I had a great call with Aaron Knight today. And if you have not followed Aaron Knight, he's someone I highly recommend. He's moving into his own meditation practice. Aaron Knight. Aaron, let them know how to get a hold of you. Aaron has a Clubhouse Live on Sunday night. Aaron's one of my top students in consciousness. Aaron is highly woke and understands unequivocally what is going on in today's world, as does Betty Ann Chulimovich. And many of you, Stacy, I see you out there. I want to congratulate you on your successes. I saw the pictures with you and your children. That is Stacy Berkland. You're an exceptional woman. Julius Johnson is a first-class human being. Julius, my brother, how are you? Good to see you this afternoon. It's so awesome to see all of you. I am breaking a sweat, not because it's hot, because I'm transmuting. John Ramsey is a first-class human being and is crushing, crushing, his network marketing business. John has never experienced more success than he has in the last 3 months. Congratulations, John. Kate Grace, good to see you. Kate, let them know how the people can find you. Kate is another one of my superstar students who has a let-go group. Any of you that have addiction challenges, Kate has a let-go group. Well, you don't have to be an addict, but if any of you... John Law, good to see you. John, I fought the law. How are you? John Law, you're a good man. I love coaching you. Scott, how are you this afternoon? Stacy, give me a hug and a high five there. So once again, be accountable. So be an I. So it's be accountable. I am accountable. Who are you accountable to? Yourself. If you have an accountability partner, that's awesome. You can have those. But ultimately, be accountable to self. So be accountable to self. And the more that you are accountable to self, this is a discipline that you begin to understand. You're accountable for yourself. Aaron, did you post how they can get a hold of you? Yes, nightgrooves@yahoo.com. Aaron informed me some of the laws that are happening in Canada, and he and I were discussing this, because Aaron is an exceptional musician. He's also a very skilled, he focuses on painting and other household, he has other household business that he does, redecorating and remodeling. And I mean, his livelihood is being affected, and so he is adapting and adjusting. I coach Kelly Soto, good to see you this afternoon. So Kate has posted her group, her Facebook group, and Aaron Knight says, thank you, Jeffrey. Aaron, give me a fist five. Any of you Canadians that do not know Aaron Knight, follow him. He is on Clubhouse with me on Sunday nights. Aaron is going to really start scaling up his meditation business. He's a meditation coach, someone I highly recommend. Also, Lisa Faye Pazanza, I highly recommend you contact her. She also is very skilled at doing a series of readings and healings. And I have many, many people in my circle of influence and database. There are some great women business owners on this Facebook Live this afternoon. If you're looking for business, look some of these women up, because they are crushing it. Many of the women on this Facebook Live this afternoon are minimum five-figure monthly income earners. I'm accountable for endorsing all of you. I love to endorse you. Thank you very much for being my friend and client and the journeys we've been through. I've been to dinner with many of you. I've spent quality time with you at Breakthroughs to Success. I promise you, as soon as I can, I will resurrect Breakthroughs to Success. I'm just waiting for Governor Gavin. That would be Governor Gavin Newsom to lift the veil, to lift his veil so we can lift our veils, so I can go back to doing events in California. The minute that I am able, I will post Breakthroughs to Success and Protege Writer Speakers Workshop in Stockton, California. Ryan says, thank you, Jeff. Always an honor. Miss our dinners. Yes. Now, I dined, there's many of you I've dined with many times. I've dined with Ryan in Atlanta, many places. I've dined with you in California a few times. Tennessee, Ryan, I believe we dined in Tennessee. Lisa, I've dined with you many times. Scott Lucas, I'm looking forward to dining with you in Boston. Kate, I'll be dining with you in Kansas City. Kelly, good to see you this afternoon. Love all of you. Have a great afternoon. I'm going to go do a little prospecting. Rob Roeder, oh my God. Rob and I go back to 1996. Rob and I were on the Global Leadership Council of a very interesting company back in the day. Rob and I saw David Icke speak four times between 97 and 8. We saw him first speak in Jamaica in August 1997. On the same stage, we saw David Icke, G. Edward Griffin, and Ron Paul. So that'll give you an idea of the type of content we were listening to back in the day. Everyone, that's Mr. Rob Roeder. I've known Rob since 1996. He's a top-tier direct sales, internet marketing rock star. Have a great afternoon, everyone. Congratulations on your successes. Take a deep breath after this Facebook Live. Be in your body, in the now, in the know. Be your best today. Go to bed in a very relaxed body. Also wanted to say one last thing. I've been watching the movie The Ten Commandments, and I just got that one of those new TVs that look like it's so real. Those new TVs, and I've been watching The Ten Commandments. And since I've been reading Hawkins, it's just so amazing how I watch movies differently. I mean, I miss so much. Even like with 25 years of sobriety, I still would be checked out in certain situations. But it's just so amazing what letting go can do for that restless soul that you want to get up and get some dudes. But man, it's just so awesome to be able to really see the movies and see the whole picture. But if you have not seen The Ten Commandments in high levels of consciousness and sobriety, I highly recommend it. Oh my God. I had one of my clients, Robert Kempen, give me the whole history of the content of that movie today while I was coaching him in 5 minutes. It was amazing. Have a great afternoon, everyone. I'll be back here tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Love you all. Have a great day.